Walking high, walking bold, I carried the load until I got home. Hold me, job, hold me, broken back. I went to and fro, my steep little path. Come ye mountain winds, drag me away from here to a place where I will belong, for I've always been your son. Working hard, working strong, I run out of stones, everything that I got. Got me harder face, and I got so hands, I dig me ditch there in the sand. Come ye stormy seas, bring me far away from here to a place where I will belong, for I've always been your son. And I will get along and come out of the storm. And I will get along and come out of the storm. And I will get along and come out of the storm.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio with Nancy and Lisa. You know, the crazy mother-daughter travel team on the Love Your Parks tour. You just heard Man of the Storm, and that is the first track on the new compilation album by Uncle Bart and the Dirty Bastards. So I love to say that. That is like the best band name ever. Yeah. I know. We're super happy to have guitarist Silvano Ancelotti, I think I said it right, on the show, as well as Lorenzo Testa, who plays the banjo and mandolin in the group. And they're joining us, well, both from Italy, but go to their website, ubdirtybastards.com. Can I say it again? ubdirtybastards.com.
Bastards.
The new album is called The Story So Far, and it comes out worldwide on August 7th through Angel Air Records. So welcome, Silvano. Did I get your last name right? Am I getting anywhere close?
Yeah, it's very close, very close.
Enough that I could get a drink from the bar that you're in right now?
Of course.
Okay. Good. What would you serve from that bar? What would you serve?
I know it's weird, but it's a proper Irish pub.
Good.
It's in Italy. They serve Guinness, they serve beer, they serve any kind of cocktail, you know, a bar.
What's the favorite Irish cocktail?
My favorite, I don't know, I actually drink a lot of Guinness, but I don't much cocktails. Maybe Lorenzo really loves like Irish car bomb.
Oh, you like car? Lorenzo, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not at the pub, unfortunately.
Oh, well, that's okay. But you know, we'll all just pretend we're having cocktails. Listen, Guinness is good for us all. I've read that you can actually live on a Guinness for 30 days without eating anything. So
really?
I think, yeah. And Lorenzo, I think he's had some because he's frozen.
What size Guinness? I mean, 30 days.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Like maybe you need to have 30 for 30 days. I don't know. But he went away.
He did.
Hopefully he comes back, but we'll make it work. So Silvano, tell us a little bit about the start of you guys being from Italy and having like a super kick-ass Celtic band. I mean, it's amazing. In fact, the first time we were playing your music was to two friends of ours who just got back from Scotland, and their one is from Scotland, and she's like, that's Irish, that's not Scottish. She's like, boom. And then I went, now I'm going to have to tell her, no, they're Italian. But what got you guys started?
Well, you know, we're six people. We all come from like punk bands, rock bands. But then we always had these like big love for Irish culture, for Irish music, you know. And then we find ourselves traveling a lot to Ireland. And so at some point we started a bit as a joke. We said, all right, let's put our gear together and let's try to play Irish music. At the very beginning, we were terrible, really, I can tell you. But then we really put some effort trying to get a proper feel, get a proper mood, you know, on this music. And then it comes out with this. I don't know. I mean, I'm not good.
It's great.
In kick-ass band, I have no idea. We do what we do, and we put all our heart in that, and that's it. And then, you know, we named in a funny way because we thought it was just a fun project, style band, like the Dirty Bastards, you know. But then when we started touring like Europe, we started getting quite scared about the name because, I mean, maybe it's too much.
I think there's something to doing something that you really enjoy and love. And, you know, it's things like that take off. And touring Europe, you've been over to Ireland as well, touring. And so, and they've welcomed you from what I've been reading, it's with open arms and enjoy the music too. So, and because when you listen to it, really, Lorenzo, you're all writing this. You're not really just doing a bunch of Celtic covers. You're all writing as well, right? Is everybody in the band right, Lorenzo?
Me, Silvano, and Guido, the vocalist mainly. We are the songwriters, and we also, you write the tune, the tunes we use in the songs. So yeah.
Well, they're really, I mean, it's authentic as you mm-hmm. can get. I mean, it really, mm-hmm. when you listen, you feel like, okay, we're swept away. And we've done been to so many Celtic festivals, Renaissance right. festivals, Highland Games, you name it. And mm-hmm. there's a certain sound, and when our friend turned around and she knew it was Irish, I thought that was pretty, you know, that's so
pretty good.
Yeah. Is everything supposed to be more Irish than Scottish or English when you write? Is it focused on being Irish?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's just okay.
In a word.
So you got a little Scottish in there too. So I'm gonna have to tell her. I'm like, okay.
Way more Irish, of course.
Yeah, it is more Irish mm-hmm. from. So who do you listen to? When you know you got started in doing this, who from either one of you do you listen to from over in Ireland and Scotland and the Celtic Isles? Who do you listen to?
Well, I mean, we can say we got into that because, you know, the Irish punk bands from the US, actually, you know, Dropkick Murphys or Flogging Molly, those kind of bands. Then we got immediately back to the roots, and then, I mean, talking about me, I like the Pogues, well, but even Lorenzo, of course. Maybe Lorenzo is even more traditional than me. I'm still a little bit more punkish. But
Lorenzo, are you traditional?
I mean, I grew up listening also to folk rock bands, like Sleeps. Stuff like that, and then in our area there is a huge interest for traditional Irish music, and I went to a chieftain show when I was very young, so I was into that as well, and also punk stuff and Flogging Molly and stuff like that, and the Pogues, of course. Yeah,
Dropkick Murphys too. I lost my leg. it's one of our favorite songs. You just like, you know, you'll get pulled over and get a speeding ticket listening to that, you know. Mm-hmm. So with this album coming out, you only have one new song on there, right? But these are all, that's a compilation from favorite songs from your four albums. What led you to do that?
Yeah, basically we never had our whole album distributed all over the world. I mean, we did the first three albums like DIY, you know, like taking care of everything. And then we were selling at the shows where like you were able to buy on a website, but then we never had a proper label or distribution. One was even a kind of choice at the very beginning. Then, I mean, the guys from Engineer came up and they said, why don't we do a compilation just to introduce you to the world? And so cool. We said, after 15 years, we said, well, why not?
Yeah, 15 years. Huh? That's a good number. That's a long time, you know? It's, mm-hmm. So you all get along then, right? The six of you to stick around for 15 years. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no band scandal. Come on.
Yeah, no drama. I think if you drink Guinness, you get along better, right?
Yeah, of course. Look my skin.
Lorenzo, are you gonna tour with this new album coming out?
We are always on tour.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. So we start. We are touring from January to December, but mainly in the summer.
And okay.
So there's no. We don't have a proper promotional plan for this album because we already booked our tour back last year. I mean, and so we'll see what to do then to promote it. Maybe with autumn or winter tour, something like that. Mm-hmm. Don't know yet.
Are you going to come over to the United States? It'd be great to see you guys over here.
That will be great. We're supposed to come back in 2020, but then with COVID and everything, so we can't do a plan now. Maybe next summer. I hope so. Hope so.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great.
That'd be
so great. Yeah. Yeah, and I think putting a compilation is great, and going on your YouTube channel, I encourage everybody to go connect with your videos, because your mm-hmm. videos, I mean, they're first class. They're really yeah. good.
They're fun.
Your music really tells mm-hmm. stories. And I think that's something that's beautiful about Celtic music mm-hmm. too, is it's storytelling. Is that something that's important to you as a band when you're doing new songs and then doing the videos? His stories?
Yeah, I mean, something that we really like with Celtic music is that we found a way to communicate, you know, our things, our life going and things like that in that style. I mean, it's music that reach people easily, is mm-hmm. listening music, you know. And we found a way to squeeze our lives in those songs. So
why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're good.
I like
they're
the
good.
Video with all the people in the town watching you. It's really a mm-hmm. cool video. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, there's Lisa, you know, because we've been in villages like that, mm-hmm. you know, and you see how they all come out, no matter what's happening, if something's happening, they all come out and just stare at it. It's really fun. So I thought, but it was cool, you know, because they looked happy. It was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that video, I think, is Rambling Boys, the one.
Yes, mm-hmm. that was the Rambling Boys. Yes, everyone's got to go on. Let's see, ubdirtybastards.com, and then go from there. You can see videos. And August 7th. So the album will go worldwide, all over the world on one day, which is amazing, right? To get that
That's
kind
crazy.
Of distribution, that's kick ass right there. And I'm glad to see that you're touring. Is there for each of you somewhere that you want to perform that you haven't performed in yet, a venue that you haven't played with?
A state or a venue or...
Any place. Yeah. Is there somewhere you want to go that you haven't been yet?
I mean, to me, it's the easiest answer ever. And everybody knows it. I really Japan. Want to go to Japan. It's like
Japan.
Ten years I tried to get there. And then COVID first and then everything. And I can't make it. So that would be a place where I want to go, just because we came already to the US like 3 years ago. You know.
And so what about you, Lorenzo? Where do you want to go?
Probably west coast of US.
And you haven't been there yet?
No.
Oh, you're gonna love it. It's beautiful. It's fun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then you can, like hear
Ooh,
some
beach
surf,
festivals.
Surf music.
Yeah, yeah, Celtic surf music.
The beat is very similar. You know?
Do you want to go to California?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, there was a
Celtic festival in September, but I don't know if it's long, if it's still running. Shamrock, the festival, the name. It was in California, if I remember well. We talked with the organizer a few years ago, then we didn't have a chance with visas and stuff like that. But
yeah, that's getting harder and harder now, right? With all the visas and going overseas. Well, in California, there's a Celtic fair in a town called Sonora, mm-hmm. and it's right outside Yosemite National Park. And they do jousting, the old jousting and everything on the horses. And it's one of the best festivals, them. And then the San Diego Scottish Highland Games in San Diego, that's normally in June. Highly recommend that. I don't, mm-hmm. have you heard the Wicked Tinkers before? Have you heard of that band?
No.
Oh, you've got Wicked Tinkers. They're very naughty. They wear kilts and turn around, and sometimes you see things.
They don't wear underwear.
Some do, some don't. I would love to see you guys perform with them, and then Tempest. Have you heard of Tempest?
No.
I would be in trouble. Like they would have to lock me away. Because it's it gets rowdy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the music is Celtic music is tribal, you know what I mean? And so you feel like you're going to war, but you're not going to war. And then there's love songs, and then it's like, but still, it's
upbeat.
It's tribal. You know? It is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear when you go to a festival and there's just all that kind of rockin' Celtic music, you get in trouble. I know. Well, you're supposed to.
Yeah, of course. That's why you go there, isn't it?
Yes. It's yeah. to cause trouble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Silvana, tell us about everybody in the band, because there's the two of you, and then tell us about mm-hmm. everyone else who's in the band. So give them a shout out since they're not with us today. They're probably drinking Guinness somewhere, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock here, so of course.
Oh.
Six. So we have our drummer, which is Luca. He's not drinking Guinness right now, but he's probably eating something, you know. And then we got the chief, the main chief, which is Bardo, Uncle Bard, you know, is the player. It's not even the old one, but he's the wisest one, definitely, and the most shy band. So
he's the Uncle Bard. Why did you decide him? Because he's the wise one, but why did you decide to use his name?
Because he really don't want to be on the spotlight.
Oh.
He never wants to be in the spotlight. So we put it at the top of the name.
Okay.
That's cool. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So Uncle Bob, the Dirty Bastards, you know, that's, I still love that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And
so you've got, yeah, man. And then, so you got Luca, Guido. Well, yeah.
Guido's Lucas. a singer, acoustic guitar, you know, is a cool guy. Yeah, of course, he's a singer. And then we have the other Luca, which is a flute player, Ilian pipes, all those very, very typical Irish instrument, which is, it's a little bit older than us, but he has a big legacy with, you know, Irish culture and Irish music is.
And the tin whistle, that's neat. You don't get to hear that very often, the whistle like that, the tin whistle.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, when he joined the band, we have to like level up a bit to, you know, to reach his level, because he's a kind of like famous musician in our area about Irish music. So we came, you know, small like this, asking, hey, Luca, do you have any students for us? And he came out like, I'm joining the band. And it was like, yes.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
That's really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Lorenzo, who are the dancers in some of the videos? You've got the dancers that were in there.
Yeah, there is Irish Dance Academy in our hometown. They started in our hometown. They are really huge now. They are in 20 cities in all over Italy, and they're really good. The name is Jean Dis, that's French, actually. I don't know how to pronounce
French
it.
Name
how to Celtic explain it. Anyway,
I love this.
Jean Dis. Yeah, if you just search for Irish Dance Academy Italy, they are surely the first name coming out on Google. They're really good. And we do gigs together in festivals and stuff like that. We've been in France together 1 week ago. It was great because it's something different and really good.
That's
nice.
Are
there a lot of Irish people in Italy?
What, sorry?
I said, are there a lot of Irish people in Italy?
There are some. There are some. It's not
they're all dancers.
Yeah.
Everyone is a dancer. You cannot say there is a community, like, I mean, in the US is huge. But yeah, there are some. We met them all. Yeah. Irish.
I think it's so cool but then that, you know, world music is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and fusion and, you know, and I think it's like carrying the torch of music that may get left behind. And the fact that you're doing it in different countries and that you're from Italy is fantastic, because, you know, you don't always, I mean, in this country, there's a lot of, you know, Scottish and Irish people and English people in a lot of pubs, but it doesn't mean you get to see that many bands doing it, actually performing, you know, that kind of genre. So I think it's fantastic because it's opening people's ears to something they may not always listen to. And then when you do see it go live, it gets a little crazy. Like I said, mm-hmm. it's wild. It's a wild time. Does it get wild for you guys when you're performing? Do you see crazy things in the audience?
Yes, that's why we do that. Yeah. I mean, sounds great because we play in festivals. So
yeah.
We have a big audience, and then we can do, you know, those things like crowd surfing or
mm-hmm.
some things. Cool. I think in one of the videos, I drink from a shoe.
See, that's it. Yeah, you guys have to. You have to. I swear, I want to see the Tempest and the Wicked Tinkers with you guys mm-hmm. on the same bill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I would probably get locked up. It would be crazy because that's the same kind of energy, and it reaches a younger audience too.
Well,
that's
free.
The other thing.
It's free.
Do you get a bigger audience of all ages for your music?
Well, yes. I mean, we coming from like punk bands, rock bands, you know, usually the people come to your show is people your age, basically.
Yeah.
But this kind of music, you have like, I don't know, my mom come to the show when we play in our hometown and she enjoys the music.
Sure.
And then we have like teenagers because they have that vibe, you know, fast music or like, I don't know, grown up mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about the beat and the rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And mostly about the banjo. The banjo makes you happy.
Yeah, the banjos, but that's really hard to play.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it really is. So I tried and I was like, okay, that's enough. Going back to the piano and the organ, but the banjo.
No. I never play the banjo sound on a piano or the keyboard.
The organs?
Never do that. Never. Oh, you
terrible.
Got it. There it is.
Oh, cool.
So have you always played the banjo? I mean, is that something that you, when you started doing the Celtic music, said, okay, I'm going to do the banjo and the mandolin, or were you always playing those instruments?
No, I used to play guitar before. I started playing guitar, and then I had a banjo at home, and so I started playing the banjo. Now it's my main instrument, but I also play other strings instrument like the bouzouki or guitar as well. And
wow! But because isn't it different picking? Like, isn't like your how you use the rhythm in your hand? Like, isn't that different than playing on the guitar? Like the rhythm.
Well,
the finger picking looks different to me.
Yeah, but this is, I don't know if you can see, it's tenor banjo, and it's four strings, and I use the pick. I'm not playing the hammer, like the bluegrass banjo or the American banjo. I also play that, but not in this band, and I'm not good at that. At it. And so this is not so different. Well, I mean, every instrument requires a different style, and you have always a lot of challenges with any instrument, but this is not so different because I use the pick, so it's just like guitar or the mandolin, and it's tuned like the mandolin, so I can switch from mandolin to banjo and then back.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And the mandolin and the ukulele have made it huge, like splash over the last 10 years in this country, it seems. Is it the same over in Europe as well, that all of a sudden, I think it was Tom Petty who got it, and Eddie Vedder that got everybody into the ukulele.
Yeah, they had to save it from after, what's that called, Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim came out with the ukulele and just really ruined it. Do you know who I'm talking about, Tiny Tim? He was singing tulips.
You'll have to Google it. It's funny.
Yeah,
that's over in Italy. What would be a traditional instrument that we may not know about over
mandolin.
Here? Mandolin is the traditional, right? So over here,
you don't see. Coming from Italy. Yeah.
That's, I didn't know that.
Mm. Oh.
Ah, yeah. See? So what's then it fits the, right
the,
in.
What's the dobro? What is that?
Dobro? That's mandolin originates from Italy and then found its way to US and to bluegrass music.
Ah, see, I for some reason always thought the mandolin was on the Celtic side. But then all of it always comes from the Middle East too, you know, like bagpipes and all of that. So that's interesting. It's cool. Very cool. Well, you guys have got to be excited.
The same age of the violin, the mandolin.
Oh.
So back in the centuries. Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Wow, that is cool.
A bit different. It's a bit different from Celtic mandolin, like, I mean, the shape, and also from the F-style bluegrass mandolin, but it's the same instrument. Just changes during the years.
How you play it, yeah.
It's coming from Italy, right.
It's big in music from the south of Italy. And then, for example, even our hometown, which is a small place, has a kind of mandolin orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
You know, I always thought like Celtic music did kind of connect over with Italian sounds and even like, even some Greek music. You know, if you think about some of the picking music, that it kind of connects in that way. I don't know. That's just me personally going, I always think there's a connection between countries with music. There's always somebody's doing something similar and maybe not have met yet, but now we're, you know, more connected than a few hundred years ago, but there's always a connection, you know, with instruments.
Yeah, and also in our area, well, I mean, more the Piedmont region that is close to French, we have a lot of similarities with folk music of that area with Irish music and French music. So there's a connection going on through Europe, and that's good.
That's cool. Well, I hope you guys come over next year. We want to see you guys perform in Southern California, get in the festivals. Yeah, that's
great.
Those two festivals would be awesome to see you guys perform there. That would be awesome. But do you have any new videos coming in the works or anything like that we should know about with the new album coming out?
Well, let's see if we have time to do that. We really would like to make a video for Marty McGuire's.
Oh, that's the new song. That would be cool.
But yeah, the schedule of this summer is like very busy since we're like getting all the gigs back, and then so we're trying to push things together and let's see if we're gonna make it on time.
We just have 2 weeks, Silvano, to do that.
Well, maybe you have to do it live, you know, record it live. Molly Maguire's, you know,
something.
But we're gonna record a live in France at the end of August, and we will release a live album with video as well.
Nice,
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. It's been great to meet you both. And Lorenzo keeps coming in and out. It's funny. It's like, I feel like you should have a doorbell every time you come back on. Ding dong. But I'm glad you could join us. Yeah, it's been fun. It has been fun. But we're going to close with the track, The Flat Above My Pub. And to me, this is one of my favorites, because don't we all want to live above a pub? Like,
I don't know if you'd ever go to bed.
It would be great, you know.
Comes from a very sad story.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I still want to live above the pub. Yeah. Well, everybody, again, the album is out August 7th. Again, go to UB Dirty Bastards for Uncle Bard and the Dirty Bastards. Keep up with them there. We want to thank our sponsor, Norfolk Tours, Glenn over in England, who takes people on tours. So I just thought we'd have to connect him in there too. And go to norfolk-tours.co.uk. But here it is, The Flat Above My Pub. Thank you guys for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Just between rappers, I made my day. I took my way. You fool, you cannot stay. With two jobs, I'm off the stage. My darling, I'm here.
time. I can say night my pass if I don't get 5 shots in line. Climbing up to my old town with a harmony in my eyes. Now tell me long they can survive my time. Love me there when I slam the door hard. Then I lock the boozers out. I wonder what the women for. Do it right, enjoy the ride. But I've been stuck a day and night, trying hard to work the line till I found the peace of mind. But keep on saying we'll miss the fly. I gotta fly. Goodbye to you, me dear. Goodbye to all the Spain. Goodbye to you, me.